been trying to pick sugyas in Maseches Pesachim that are not Pesach related sugyas because we're so far away from Pesach. So this is it's a much broader sugya tonight about Lahachnas Asma L'chiyuv Mitzvah. To what extent does a person who's currently Pater from Mitzvah have to go to put himself in position to become Chayiv in a Mitzvah? Most notably, we often think of a person who's not wearing Beged of Dal Kanfos. So we're Noheg. Based on the Gemara says, Bidin Ridcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in times of anger, will take us to task for not putting ourselves in the position to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. So we're knowing to wear a Beged of Dal Kanfos, to wear tzitzis. But when you're Pater from mitzvahs in general, and other for other reasons, to what extent does a person have to see to it that he becomes chayiv in a mitzvah? The Gemara says not such nice things about the Doros HaAchronim. The Gemara says, Lo Kedoros HaRishonim, Doros HaAchronim. In the Doros HaRishonim, they were always so makbid in Shumas and Maestros. They would dafka make sure that they would koveya all their stuff from Maisos, but in the Doros HaAchronim they already learned the shtick that if you bring it in Derech HaGag, you don't bring it in the Pesach HaBayu, so then you could do an end around, get around the chiyuv of Chumas Maisos, get around the status of Tevel. And the Gemara says that's not such a nice thing. We don't look so happily on that. But let's take a look at a sugya Maseches Pesachim. It appears at the very beginning of the Maseches, so we have to already have a good memory if we're doing Daf Yomi to remember when this came up. But it's a story that's a phenomenal story, so I'm sure we all remember it. The Gemara tells us, Hahu Arma'a, there was an Armenian or whatever, some sort of non-Jew, that have a salik va'achil psachim b'Yerushalayim, who used to go and eat Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. Omar, and he used to brag, he used to say, Ksiv, kol b'necha lo yochal bo, it says that anyone who's a b'nechar is not allowed to eat from it, is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach, va'nohaka achilna mishufri shufri, and I eat from the best, from the nicest Korban Pesach. Some of the Rabbi Zimam Seir heard him bragging about this. Rabbi Zimam Seir, who lived all the way in Etzivan, was nowhere near Yerushalayim, heard this fellow bragging about this. This guy who used to trick the Chacham to eat from the Korban Pesach. So he said, Mika Safalach Me'alia. Good, they're feeding you Korban Pesach, but are they giving you the fatty tail, which is the most delicious part? Amalei lo. The guy said, you know what? They're not giving me the fatty tail of the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach doesn't always have a fatty tail, right? It could be Gedi or Keves. Gedi doesn't have a fatty tail. Keves does have a fatty tail. It cannot be Bakar. Korban Pesach is not brought from Bakar. The Korban Chagiga, which is brought together with Korban Pesach, can be Bakar. It's Machlokas Tanoim, actually, but the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah says it can be Bakar. So anyway, so he said, did they give you the fatty tail? So he said, no, they didn't give me the fatty tail. So Kislak Lassam Emelahu Safalim Alia. Okay, so next time you go, take them to task for it, tell them, listen, you told me you're giving me the good stuff. I want the best stuff. I want the fatty tail. So kisalik amaluhu me'alya safali. So he went and he demanded that part of the animal. So amalei alya legavah salka. They said, wait, what are you talking about? The tail goes to be burnt on the mizbeach. It doesn't go to you. So amalei man amalachachi. Who told you to ask for such a strange thing? Amaluhu Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So he said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira told me I should ask for this. Amru mai haide kaman. They said, so what's going on over here? Why would Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira knows how to learn. Why would he tell them to ask for something he's not allowed to have? So Batku Basrei Vashkachu Darmahu the Katluhu. So they looked into his lineage, they found out that he was a guy, and they killed him. Okay, so it's an interesting kasha on the Gemara. Why is it that he was Chayv Misa? Is this something that you Chayv Misa for? It brings to mind the Tisha B'Av Sugya, brings to mind the Kamsa Bar Kamsa Gemara a little bit, that when a guy when a guy does something he's not supposed to be doing by the Beis HaMikdash, is there any heter to mete out a Chiyuv Misa when there is no Chiyuv Misa in order to avoid problems? So this is a little bit of a different kind of situation than that situation was, of course. But anyway, there was no Anivus, there was no one that was, there was no Rabbi Zachari ben Avkula saying, no, let's not kill him. They killed him. They killed this fellow. So Shalchalei Rabbi Dvam Seira, so they send this message to Rabbi Dvam Seira, Shalom Lach Rabbi Dvam Seira, Dat Ben Sivan Wonderful, Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, you're all the way in Mitzivan, and your trap spreads out all the way to Yerushalayim. Good. Tosus raises the obvious question. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira should have been in Yerushalayim himself. Why was Rabbi Yehuda Maseira all the way in Mitzivan? Rabbi Yehuda Maseira was also a Jew, and he also had to bring Korban Pesach. What was he doing outside of Yerushalayim? So Tosus raises this question. Tosus points out in the second line of Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, Shalom al regal. In source number two, Ye Shalomar Shalom Hayalo Karka. He must have not had Karka. O Zakein Haya. The Gemara says a little bit later in Pesachim, that someone who doesn't own karka is pot from aliyah leregel, a zaken is pot from aliyah leregel, sheinu yachal halich beraglav. He's unable to walk with his feet, so if he was unable to walk, or he didn't have karka, he was pot from aliyah leregel. De pater, now here Tosus adds in a line that l'chora doesn't really belong. De pater mi pesach kimo meri'ia. Says Tosfos, and that's why we know the Gemara says you're part from Aliyah L'Regel. If you're a Zaken or if you don't have Karka, you're part from Aliyah L'Regel. That's why Rabbi Dibam Beseira wasn't all L'Regel to bring us Karm Pesach. But wait a second. Being all L'Regel to bring Karm Pesach is two mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, and then there's the mitzvah of Karm Pesach. These peturim are a petur from Aliyah L'Regel. They're not a petur from Karm Pesach. Why didn't he bring his Karm Pesach? So Tosfos says, yeah, he was pater from Aliyah L'Regel. So mistama, these people are pater mi Pesach k'mo mi Re'ia. They're pater from Karm Pesach, just like they're pater from Aliyah L'Regel. Inami nitziv in chutzlar, tzikin much b'sifri, or perhaps it's in chutzlar, and that's why he was pater from Aliyah L'Regel. But the assumption Tosfos is making is that whoever is pater from Aliyah L'Regel is also pater from Karm Pesach. But that's a very strange assumption. Why would we assume Aliyah L'Regel applies to all three regalim? Karm Pesach is just one, so you could have, I could understand the Zaken is not going to have to come up Shavuos and Sukkos, because he's got nothing to do there. He doesn't have to be there, Shavuos and Sukkos. He doesn't have to bring all us Re'iyah. But for Pesach, where he's got a mitzvah of Karm Pesach, how could he not do the mitzvah being makar of the Karm Pesach, the mitzvah of Achilas Karm Pesach, which, by the way, you can only do the mitzvah of Maror Midorais if you have Karm Pesach, Matzah, we could be Yotzi Midorais even without Karm Pesach. He's going to miss out a ton of mitzvahs if he doesn't bring Karm Pesach. So Zaken is part from Karm Pesach, who have heard of such a thing? So right away the Achronim jump all over this. The Mishnah Lemelech in the beginning of Hilchos Karm Pesach, Mishnah Lemelech at in source number 3, Kol Hani Tan Perakam de Chagiga de Ptur Miriya Vivim Rabbeinu Kaman Perak Beis Milch Chagiga Nira. All the people that are part of from Aliyah L'Regel, they're chayiv in Karban Pesach. All the drushes that we have to say that these people are pater is dafka from that mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. V'lo yalfin in Pesach miriya. V'zeu shasasim rabbeinu v'chayiv hakol. Ach re'isi la tosos perakam edu psachim. It says in Mishnah Melech, but I came across tosos in the first parak of psachim. Dibra maschal ma'aliyah shakas. Rabbi Dam Ser Shal Ragli Yeshom Shalay Lo Karka Ozakin Ayshen Ayach Lalich Brag of the Potter Mi Pesach Kamo Maria. But Tulsa said, not like me. Tulsa says, whoever is Potter from Aliyah the Regel is also Potter from Karm Pesach. Velo Yadati Hahecha Remiza Dahani Petiri Mi Pesach. He says, I have no idea where Tulsa's invented this din from. It doesn't say that anywhere that you're Potter from Karm Pesach. Ubegemara Lo Patru Zakin Mi Pesach. The most amazing thing, says the Mishnah Melech, is that the Gemara has discussions about a Zakein and the Karban Pesach, but not about whether he needs to be Makriv a Karban Pesach. It talks about a Zakein and Karban Pesach with regard to somebody who's unable to eat a Kezayis. Because as we've discussed recently, there is a Mitzvah Achilas Kezayis of a Karban Pesach. Unlike Shar Karbanos, where there's just a Mitzvah Sheyehei Nechal, that it gets eaten. By Karban Pesach, you have to be able to eat a kezayis. If someone is unable to eat a kezayis, he's not allowed to be registered on the Karban Pesach. In that context, we say, okay, if he's a zaken who's unable to eat a kezayis of a Karban Pesach, good, so then he's going to be potter from Karban Pesach. But that doesn't, why didn't the Gemara in all of those discussions from the Mishnayis about someone who's potter from someone who's potter because he's a zaken and can't eat a kezayis, why not say, well, anyway, he's potter, he's not going to be yellow the regal anyhow, he's not going to be able to make it there anyhow. If he can't even digest the kezayis, chances are he's not running to Yerushalayim. He's not able to be Aliyah L'Regel so easily. So if he's part from Aliyah L'Regel, he's part from Karban Pesach anyway. V'lo yadati i'aliba detosos l'gamri alfin Pesach Maria. He says, I don't know, do we really say that all of the dinim of Re'iya apply to Pesach? That we link all of the pturim that you have from Aliyah L'Regel, you're going to apply to Pesach? El Dezelo Yitachin, he says, that can't be. That's absolutely impossible to say that whatever the rules that govern Re'iya, that govern the Aliyah L'Regel, are going to govern Karban Pesach. How do I know it's impossible? Tanashim Peturos Mir'iya, V'chayev M'Pesach. Women are Pater from Aliyah L'Regel, they're chayiv in Korban Pesach. So don't tell me that the rules automatically cross over. Says the Mishnah Melech, we know that that's not true, that the rules don't automatically cross over. There may be crossover with Pesach and some other Korban, but it's not the Olas Re'iyah. It's not Re'iyah, it's another Korban that's brought together with the Korban Pesach. The Gemara talks about in Daf Ayin or so in Maseches Pesachim, the Mishnah talks about the Chagigas Arba Asar. There are two Korbanos Chagiga that one brings around Pesach time. There's the Shalmei Chagiga, which you bring on the first day of Pesach, but then there's the Chagigas Arba Asar, the Korban Chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach. What's the function of the Korban Chagiga? So the Stam Mishnah assumes, and the Rov Tanaim assume, the function of the Korban Chagiga is to fill your stomach a little bit, so that Korban Pesach will be Nechal Alasova. There's an Isra Daraisa of Etzem Losish Bruvo. You're not allowed to break a bone in the Korban Pesach, so we want to make sure you're not too hungry when you start eating the Korban Pesach. If you're too hungry, you're going to break a bone when you eat the Korban Pesach, so we fill your stomach a little bit by bringing Shalmei Chagiga. Now, if you happen to have only two people in your family registered on your Korban Pesach, so there's plenty of food to fill you up from the Korban Pesach itself, so then you don't need to bring Shalmei Chagiga. You don't need to bring Chagigas Yudalid, rather, Chagigas Arba Asar, because you don't need to fill your stomach will be perfectly fine with the Korban Pesach. That's the sheet of the majority of Tanaim. But there is a sheet of Bentema. Bentema holds no. Chagiga is an absolute chiyuv. The Chagigas Yudalid, Chagigas Arba Asar is an absolute chiyuv. And it functions by all of the same rules that Korban Pesach functions by. Namely, you have to eat it sli. You need to eat it roasted, just like you would roast a Korban Pesach. All of the halachas, the Gemara is also all of the halachas that you would apply to Korban Pesach, you'd apply to Chagigas Yudalid. But whoever heard that all of the halachas that apply to Olas Re'iyah, that apply to Aliyah L'Regel, we're going to apply to Korban Pesach, that's not true at all, says the Mishnah L'Melech. Where in the world did Tosfos invent this idea? Guy happens to be far away from Yerushalayim, he happens to be a Zakein, he happens to be a Chola, he's Pater from Aliyah L'Regel, that means he's going to be Pater from Korban Pesach. So he says, V'im Nomar, Tani Dafka Dekasva Tosi Alfina Miria Le'yadati Minolahu. And he says, and so maybe you're going to say, no, obviously it's not going to, the din of Nashim by Aliyah L'Regel is different than the din of Nashim by Korban Pesach. But the points that Tosfos made about a Zakein and a Chola, maybe that has crossover. Maybe that will apply to both. Well, where would Tosfos, now he picks and chooses which halachos of Aliyah L'Regel we're going to apply to Pesach and which we're not. That's even worse. So he says he doesn't understand what's going on over here. Furthermore, the second answer that Tosfos says that maybe Rabbi Ben Maser was all the way in Chutz La'aretz, and Netzivin was maybe in Chutz La'aretz, wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. Says, why does that help? It potters you from Korban Pesach. He says, if we're talking about Pesach Rishon, you don't need to be in Chutz Laretz. You just need to be Tesvav Mil away from Yerushalayim. You don't need to be in Chutz Laretz. And he says, what? So we're talking about Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni, being in Chutz Laretz doesn't potter you. Every Chutz La'aretz Jew doesn't bring Korban Pesach? No, it's ridiculous. Of course we bring Korban Pesach. So we're supposed to see to it that we're in Yerushalayim. If we happen to be B'derech Rechoka, the Gemara says that Bentema, the same Bentema who was worried about the Korban Chagiga, since he knew, not Bentema, someone who followed Bentema's opinion, since he knew that we generally paskin like the sheet of Rov Tanaim, that the Korban Chagiga is not really a chiyuv, Chagigas Yudalid is not really a chiyuv, it's just to fill your stomach a little bit, so the Chagiga is not Tocha Shabbos. You can't bring the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos. But Bentema holds that Chagiga is just like Korban Pesach. You bring Korban Pesach when Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos, so you bring a Chagiga when it's Chal on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim, or Tanaim rather, used to go, when Erev Pesach was Chal on Shabbos, he used to travel far away from Yerushalayim for Erev Pesach. Why would he travel far away from Yerushalayim? Because he says, what's going to happen? Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come this year, and he's going to say to me, where's your Korban Chagiga? And I'm going to have to be embarrassed, and I'm going to have to say, well, they listen to Shmaya and Naftalion, who say that you don't bring the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos, so I had to listen to them. It's going to be embarrassing for Klal Yisrael, that all of our leadership got the halacha wrong, and I'm the only one that knows the halacha. So I stay b'derech Rechoka for Pesach, whenever Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and then Pesach Sheni, I'll come. Pesach Sheni, you come and bring your Pesach. Pesach Sheni, everyone's chayiv in, even if you live outside of Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Mishnah Melech is totally befuddled by this Tosos. What in the world is he talking about? That because someone is pater from Eliyahu Regel, Mele means he's pater from Korban Pesach. So says the Nei Debi Yehuda in the Tzlach, in his Tzlach al Hashas, Nei Debi Yehuda writes as follows. Source number four. Here's the Chiddush. He says, Rebbe Yehuda ben Seir Shalal Regel, the pater from Pesach from Eriyah. Hinei. Ein kavanas haTosos shemisha in lo karka pater mipesach. Tosos can't mean that whatever peturim you have from Aliyah LeRegel automatically apply to Korban Pesach, and someone who doesn't have karka is pater from Korban Pesach. It's not true. Upuk chazish etchilas koshes haTosos lo heri laakshos lama lo ala Rabbi Dibam Maseir lasos haPesach shezei ino kushya. He says, think about it. Tosos should have asked two kashas. Tosos asks, where was Rabbi Dibam Maseir? Why wasn't he Aliyah LeRegel? Tosos should have asked, and also, why didn't he come to bring a Korban Pesach? Tosas never asked that kasha. Why didn't Tosas ask that kasha? Shezeinu kushya, divadai haya b'derek rechoka upater. Obviously, he was pater from Korban Pesach because he lived far away. And that was the whole point of the story, really, was that he lived far away. It was at the end of the story, what did they send him from Yerushalayim? You're all the way in Etzivan, and look how you trapped this guy in Yerushalayim. Oh, so you see, he obviously lived very, very far away, and that's why it was a kuntz, to trap him from all the way from there. V'lo matzinu shia mechuyav, now here's the key line that everyone jumps all over, v'lo matzinu shia mechuyav lalos uliskarev kodem zman ha-pesach. He says, and we never find that there is a chiyuv to go and be ola, to be near Yerushalayim before the zman of Pesach. Now, Erev Pesach comes, the guy wakes up on Erev Pesach in the morning and says, wait, where am I? Oh, I'm in North Woodmere. Oh, I guess I'm Pater from Korban Pesach, because I'm Bedarach Rechoka. He knew yesterday when the last flight was leaving from New York, he knew yesterday that if he goes to sleep in New York, chances are he's going to wake up in New York if he doesn't get on that plane, and he's not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Yep, there was no Chiyuv then. The Chiyuv started in the morning. So he didn't have to think about it then. He only has to think about it starting on Erev Pesach in the morning. Starting Erev Pesach in the morning is Bidarach Rechoka. Elamai, if you would have done the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, that you have to already plan in advance, because the whole mitzvah is the going, to be Ola L'Regel. The mitzvah is not the doing while you're there. Mitzvah is doing while you're there. It's to bring the carbon also. But the mitzvah is to go. So that you got to plan in advance. So Tosfos' whole kasha was, why wasn't he Ola L'Regel? Had he been Ola L'Regel, then of course he would have been Chayiv in Korban Pesach. I don't have a kasha why he didn't bring Korban Pesach, because once he's not Ola L'Regel, he's B'derek Rechoka, so he's not going to bring Korban Pesach. This is the the comment of the Tzlach. What seems from the Tzlach is that we don't find that there's any sort of Chayiv to put yourself, and this is why I want to discuss this more broadly, that there's no chiyuv to put yourself in a position where you'll be able to do the mitzvah. You know Pesach is coming, you know the Korban Pesach is coming, but there's no chiyuv to actually see to it that you'll be able to do Korban Pesach, that you'll be in Yerushalayim to do Korban Pesach. And you can say, honestly, I'm Pater, I'm Bedarach Rechoka, why do I have to do anything? So says the Minchas Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch quotes this Tzlach. We'll skip the first few lines because that's just the citation of the Tzlach. On the fourth line, he already quotes the Tzlach. Hatzlach chasav kavanasam, that they only ask why wasn't he Ola L'Regel. They weren't asking about Korban Pesach because he was Bederach Rechoka. And whoever finds, and whoever heard of such a thing, that you're chayiv to put yourself in a position to do the mitzvah. The bottom line of page number one says the Minchas Chinuch. Udvarav einam muvanim liklal. I don't know what the Tzlach is talking about. Devadai mitzvah saseh al kol Yisrael lasos haPesach kikol mitzvah saseh shebiolam. Of course you're chayiv to bring Korban Pesach. It's like every other mitzvah saseh. Umuchuyav leilich miktzei haaretz liskariv atzmo kedei lekayim mitzvah saseh. You need to go from the other end of the earth to bring yourself close to go do a mitzvah saseh. There's a discussion about what about I'm going on a trip tomorrow, so I'm thinking about minyanim. How far do you have to go when you're away to catch a minyan? Mikatzei Haaretz is a little bit far. We don't pass in that way. You have to go Mikatzei Haaretz for the minyan. You should try to plan, obviously. But he said, but when you have a normal mitzvah saseh midaraisa like Korban Pesach, You could say, oh, I'm far away, so I'm not going to be able to do it. What about shofar? Would we say the same thing? You know that one community is not going to have a shofar, another community is going to have a shofar. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has a whole discussion. If one community has someone who knows how to daven and the other one has someone who has shofar, so which one should you go to? But the assumption is that if one has nothing and the other one has a shofar, so of course you have to go to the community that has a shofar. What? You have to do a mitzvah. Achim avar v'b'derek rechoka yesh dinim shetzivsa Torah. Yes, if you did the avera of not putting yourself in position to do the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, so then there are dinim that you have Pesach Sheni and fine. Avol bevadei mechuyev l'skariv l'kayim mitzvah sasei uledvar of kol yisrael afil beretz yisrael kol shei brachokim tesva mil mirushalayim shezed derech rechoka. Ayin shas perek misha haya, I don't know, perek misha haya, p'turim milelech v'lasos ha-pesach. He says that everyone who lives more than tesvav mil from Yerushalayim would be part from karm pesach. Him came kol yisrael p'turim milasos pesach rishon, u'pesach sheni, lo yu makrivim ki rov ha-tzibrei nosim pesach sheni, him came p'turim mitzvah ha-pesach. Says Menachos Chinuch, do the math now. How would it work out? How does it work when you bring karm pesach? So first of all, the way the Mishnayos described bringing the karm pesach was that it was miraculous how everybody fit. Because so many people were bringing the Korban Pesach at one time. If only the 15 mil radius around Yerushalayim was bringing Korban Pesach, not so many people, not so miraculous that they all got it done. So he said, and majority of Jews presumably didn't have that prime real estate. Majority of Jews lived further away. They lived beyond the Tesvav Mil. So majority of Jews weren't bringing Korban Pesach by Pesach Rishon. Now, if the majority of Jews didn't bring Pesach Rishon, they don't get to bring Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only for a small number. It's only if it's a minority of the Jewish people. Why is it only if it's a minority? Because normally, why do you bring Pesach Sheni? Because you were Tameh by Pesach Rishon. If the majority of Jews were Tameh for Pesach Rishon, so Pesach Rishon is brought Petumah. The Korban Pesach is brought Petumah when the majority of Jews are Tameh. That's another thing that Ben Tema says, the Chagiga would be the same. He says that the Chagiga would also be, because everything that applies to Pesach would apply to the Chagiga. So anyway, so he says, so then it would turn out, they can't bring, the majority of Jews aren't bringing Pesach Rishon because they're more than Tesvav Mil away. If you're in the Tzlach's world, if you envision the world like the Tzlach, they can't bring Pesach Sheni because the majority of Jews miss Pesach Rishon. So no one brings the Korban Pesach. Unbelievable. And he says, you know what? You're going to say, no, the Tzlach already thought of this. The Tzlach said, yeah, but of course the Jews are going to be in Yerushalayim because they have to go be Olah Regel. He says, who says you have to be Olah Regel before Yantiv? Go be Olah Regel on Yantiv. So they could still miss out on being you can go as long as the Tchum and Rabbanan, you're allowed to go from the Yom Tchum on Yantiv to be Olah Regel then. And then you miss the Korban Pesach. So that's the Menachos Chinuch's problem with the Tzlach, and he goes a little bit further. Let's leave the Menachos Chinuch for now. Let's leave him at that. He quotes a Rashi. Let's go with over here. He quotes a Rashi. Rashi later on in the Masechta in Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Rashi talks about the chiyuv kares that one has for not bringing Korban Pesach. Says Rashi, source number 6, Bishvil shayoroi lisaken mishay shaos mizman deshchitas haPesach ulamala velo nitkan. Rashi talks about someone who could have put himself in a position to be able to bring the Korban Pesach and didn't put himself in the position to bring the Korban Pesach. He was an Arel, it's talking about. Someone who was an Arel, an Erev Pesach, and he didn't put himself in a position to bring the Korban Pesach by getting a Mila in time, so he's Chayiv Kares for his failure to bring the Korban Pesach. So it sounds like he was Mechuyev to put himself in that position. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like from Rashi that he was Mechuyev to put himself in that position. So Menachos Chinuch again says that the Svar is against what the Tzlach says. The Rashi is against what the Tzlach says. It can't be. Now, why did the Tzlach say this idea that if you're far away, you don't have to bring the Korban Pesach? He didn't make it up. He said it because he had a problem with Tosfos. Tosos said, where was Rabbi Ben Beseira? Tosos says, okay, he was Pater from Aliyah L'Regel, but stop, he was Pater from Pesach also. Like the Mishnah Melech says, we know of no Pater from Pesach just because you're Zaken or Achola. It must mean that because he wasn't Aliyah L'Regel, he was Bederach Rechoka, and Mela he was Pater from Korban Pesach. That's how the Tzlach understood, but Menachos Chinuch says that's scandalous. Why would you be? Why would you not be Chayiv to go closer to Yerushalayim? Now, again, viewing it more broadly, putting yourself in a position to do a mitzvah, to what extent does a person have to put himself in a position to do a mitzvah? So the Minchas Chinuch, oddly, in three other places, seems to assume that a person is not obligated, necessarily, to put himself in a position to do a mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch seems to assume that it's a great idea, it's chib of mitzvah, it's a great way to show how excited you are about Avodas Hashem, that I'm putter right now, but I don't want to be putter. I'm going to put myself in a position where I'm going to be chayiv in the mitzvah. That's wonderful, and you get a nice mitzvah note, but it's not necessarily a chiyuv. Minchas Chinuch writes in other places. Now, over here by Korban Pesach, he's convinced, of course it's a chiyuv. That's the nature of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Where does he say otherwise? So let's see where he says otherwise. In mitzvah beis, mitzvah aleph in the Sefer HaChinuch is the mitzvah puravu, mitzvah beis, that's Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Noach, there are no mitzvahs, Parshas Lech Lecha, we have, if you ever learn Minchas Chinuch of the week, so you get a break in Parshas Noach, then you get a lot of breaks in Bereishis, then Parshas Lech Lecha, you get the mitzvah of Mila. That's mitzvah beis in the entire Sefer HaChinuch. So says the Minchas Chinuch. V'inei. Again, we're talking about the chiyuv of Mila. He says, "Vinei, Torasenu Hakadoshi higbila zman lemitzvah zu shmona yamin." The Torah tells us when do we do mitzvah of Mila on the eighth day. Good. V'nirli da Torah lo chiyavtu b'mitzvah zu rak l'shmona yamin. The Torah is only mechayiv this mitzvah for 8 days. V'kodem l'zeh eino chayiv b'mitzvah zu klal. Before the eighth day, there is no chiyuv whatsoever. Kimo. Mitzvah, that's an interesting thing, by the way. Before the eighth morning, is there a din of an arel? Does the baby have a status of an arel? Or is it pashtus? Yeah, he has an arla, so he would have to say. Or do you say, no, it's not called an arla until it's roi to be cut off? There is actually a shita in Achronim that suggests that that already at the nighttime of the eighth day, even though you can't yet do the mila, it's the eighth day already, and therefore it has a Shem Arla already, and it becomes an Arel on day eight, which has Gevaldik and Nafkaminas. I was just looking into a sugya. I'm not going to get into this too much now, but just to mention briefly, I was trying to find some interesting topic, not really interesting, some off-the-beaten-path topic. I was trying to find a topic that other people don't talk about relating to Yom Na'raim. Just I wanted to write something. Fine. So I found a discussion. When there's bris mila in shul, we don't say tachnun, right? When it's slichas time, we say tachnun at the end of slichas. When there's bris mila in shul, do you say that tachnun? Ever think about that? You ever been to bris mila during slichas? My son's bris, my oldest son's bris, was Erev Rosh Hashanah. It was the longest slichas. It was in Edison, New Jersey, Erev Rosh Hashanah. My friends just didn't go to sleep that night. They had to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning to get to the bris on time. So do you skip that? I don't remember what we did. I don't remember much from that morning, you know, for a son. Very, very nervous. But what do you do that night? Do you say tachnun at the slichas? Or do you not say tachnun at the slichas? So some of the poskim say, well, what are you talking about? Slichos is supposed to be said before Netzachama, so it's not even the Zman of a Bris Mila yet. So whatever it is that the Simchas of Bris has, that's only at the Zman Mila. Before the Zman Mila, there's nothing to talk about. So first of all, plenty of shuls say after Netzachama. Second of all, a Mila is already kosher after Alos HaShachar. L'chadchili, you wait till Netzachama, but it's kosher after Alos HaShachar. And third, some of the poskim say, yeah, it's not, he can't actually do the Mila yet, but the Zman is already there. It's already the Zman Mila, because the whole eighth day is the day of Mila. And he already has a Din Orel beginning of the eighth day. You would have you'd have a similar discussion, let's say, if a person, when a Zman B'dievet begins, do we assume that that's already the Zman? You have the Rambam holds Mincha Gadol is only B'dievet. You're really always supposed to have Mincha Katana. So let's say someone becomes an avel, an onen, Rachman al Tzlan, after Zman Mincha Gadol, before the Zman Mincha Katana. So normally, if the Chiyuv already set in and he missed the Tefillah, so he should daven Tashlum, and if he can, later, right? If the Kavur is over already, later. But if the Chiyuv didn't set in, so then he's not going to have to daven Tashlum. So is that called that the Zman set in? Okay, it's a fascinating discussion. I found it fascinating. A very interesting discussion about that topic. Maybe there'll be a different shir for a different time. But before 8 days, says the Minchas Chinuch, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. Kimo, what does he compare it to? Mitzvah sasedis tashbisu. Da Torah lo chiyavto rak bepesach. The mitzvah of tashbisu, of destroying your chametz, is only on Pesach. Ayin rash pesachim. Dekodim zvan yisrei lo nafik mi tashbisu. Ditashbisu hainu sreifa, lo tzivsa atara lisra of kodim zman isuro. There is no mitzvah of burning your chametz on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That is not a mitzvah at all. The mitzvah of tashbisu is at the zman of bir chametz. V'chem kasav perakol shah, daf the Rashi b'sha chamisha seinem b'sreifa, v'im sarif ha-chametz kodim pesach, shkia pesach, ein lo chametz, vaday eino mekayim ha-mitzvah saseh, ki ein lo chametz, k'misha eino lo v'shtalis basdal kanfil. So he says, unbelievable. If a person gets rid of all of his chametz, the lel bedikas chametz, or before Pesach, he never fulfills the mitzvah of tashbisu. You need to burn something on Erev Pesach at the zman of beer. This is a suffix Minchas Chinuch has on the mitzvah of tashbisu. He's not so sure about it there. He goes back and forth. He says, is the mitzvah of tashbisu sheyehei hachametz mushvas mitoch beso, that the chametz be gone, or is it too destroy the chametz, to actually do the physical act of destroying the chametz? So here says clearly the physical act of destroying the chametz. If you happen not to have chametz, it's like happening not to have a beggar of dal kanfos, and therefore you don't get the mitzvah of tzitzis. You didn't violate the mitzvah of tzitzis because you're not wearing dal kanfos without tzitzis, but you don't get the mitzvah of tzitzis either. Avul im kolze, af shemarchru al sarfu v'yitilu liyam kodem zmano lo bital mitzvah saseh ki az enu chalul av chiyuv haseh. Achim Einlo Eino Mekayim Haasei. You just didn't, you weren't Mevatel the Asei, but you weren't Mekayim the Asei. Ve'efshar, the mitzvah lahashir k'tas chametz k'dei l'kayim ha-mitzvah seikim o'sha mitzvah l'ilvosh bas dal kanfos, aval im eino osakein, eino over, rak bi'idan ritcha ma'anishan le'im in ha-shmayim al-sheinu maybe asmu l'dei l'chiyuv mitzvah. So what's he saying over here? If a person gets rid of all of his chametz before Pesach, is he a terrible Jew? No, he's not a terrible Jew. Did he violate anything? No. I think it's a nice idea, says a Minchas Chinuch, to leave some chametz till the zman beer, so that you can do the mitzvah of tashbisu. Same author. Minchas Chinuch says, when it comes to Karban Pesach, how dare you remain potter from the mitzvah? You're going to be potter if you're b'derech rechoka. But how dare you remain potter? You need to get to Yerushalayim. You know that it's coming. You know that the mitzvah is coming. Well, you also know the mitzvah of tashbisu is coming. How dare you destroy all your chametz in advance and just forget about the mitzvah of tashbisu? Why don't you have to put yourself in position to do that mitzvah of tashbisu? It's a good kasha, no? Yeah? Thoughts?
I mean, isn't tashbisu more a mitzvah of kiyumus than a mitzvah of bilus?
The question is, what about Karban Pesach then? Meaning, if someone's b'derech rechoka, so he's pater. How do you understand pater?
No, so for mitzvah of kiyumus, he's arguing that you...
Saying tashbisu is purely a situational mitzvah. Every Jew, right, this is probably what the Minchas Chinuch would say, every Jew is chayiv in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. It's not if you are b'derech krova, it's how you formulate it. It's not that if you happen to be within tesvav mil, you're chayiv in Korban Pesach. No, every Jew is chayiv in Korban Pesach. Elamai, there's a p'tur if you're rachok mitesvav mil. But when it comes to tashbisu, it's if you have chametz, you have to be mashed. But how do you know? How do you know that that's the way it is? Maybe it's every Jew within Tesvav Mil has a chiyuv of Karban Pesach. If you're rachel with Tesvav Mil, you're pater. Meaning, it does sound like the whole concept of Pesach Sheni is like a tashlumin for something that you missed. And if this were the case, then there's simply no chiyuv. It's not something you missed. You just had no chiyuv on Pesach Rishon if you're b'derech rechoka. Meaning, emotionally, I'm there, but I don't see like how we would know that that's the way to formulate each mitzvah. I mean, that we would have to formulate the mitzvahs of Tashbisu and the mitzvah of Karban Pesach differently in that way. And he clearly puts the mitzvah of Tashbisu in the category of tzitzis. That you don't have a beggar of dal kafas, you didn't violate anything. It's a really good idea to get a beggar of dal kafas. Gemara says, Bidim Ritchum and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at us. He's going to say, and why didn't you wear a beggar of dal kafas? Right? That's when it's, but if it, when things are not so good. So... Okay, but now you're just talking about levels of the mitzvah, but it doesn't necessarily relate to the nature of the chiyuv. Says Minchas Chinuch one step further. He says, it turns out, according to this, I don't know if you remember if I included this part in the Marmakamos, but yeah, it is in there, but it's a long Marmakam. He says, it turns out, according to this, that the Torah was magbil, the zman of the mitzvah of Mila, on day 8. So what's the mitzvah? If you have an arla, you got to cut it off on day 8. What if a person wants to be chotei charlaso toch es yamim? Happens all the time in hospitals. You have Jewish people who have babies and they want to do a circumcision, but they want it done in the hospital. They're not going to hire a moel. So they ask the doctor to do a bris milah. I've been asked this shaila by doctors. What should they do? What should they do when a Jewish person says, I want you to do the circumcision in the hospital? So they should carry Rabbi Perlstein or Rabbi Krohn's cards and, hand them, or Rabbi Kaplan or anyone, all the good ma'am. Rabbi Richmond, I don't want to leave anyone out. You should get my brother. You should carry around their cards and you should hand out the cards and say, they're really good and they're really professional and they know what they're doing and try your best and be able to get a bris milah. But maybe it's not necessarily. Maybe it's not necessary, says Minchas Chinuch. Cut off the orla before 8 days. B'toch zman, it doesn't do anything, it's not a mitzvah. But then, when the Zman comes, there's no Arla to cut. So there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is to cut when there's an Arla. So you weren't Mekayim the Asay, but you weren't Mevatel the Asay. And this is Kares. Same in Chaslinach. This is Kares. This is Mila, right? He says, just like destroying, it's the same thing as destroying all your Chametz before Pesach. Now, when God gets angry, this is going to be no better than not wearing your Beged of Dalet Kanfos, right? Rosh Baruch is not going to be happy about cutting off the arlas of all the babies before 8 days. But avalimchos b'deyad minalan, says Minchas Chinuch. Who are we to yell at people for this? V'lomatzinu iser klal lachtach arla tovzmanu. Is there an iser? He says, rak mishum chibuv mitzvah, k'dey l'kayim mitzvah sabari baruchu. The whole reason we don't do it is because chibuv mitzvah. Unbelievable, no? So I think what do we taka do if someone doesn't have an arla? We do a tavas dam bris, right? We don't just say, oh, there's no chiyuv pat baruch shapatrani, and we do a tavas dam bris. Why do we do a tavas dam bris? So we've discussed many times that the mitzvah of mila is really three separate mitzvahs. The Ragachavri, Rav Zevin writes in Ishim Vashitas that Rav Chaim always had Tzvei Dinim, the Ragachavri always had Three Dinim. That was always, the Ragachavri had a more complicated way of thinking. Rav Chaim simplified everything, the Ragachavri complicated everything. So the Ragachavri always had Three Dinim to explain things. So, and Rav Zevin gives several examples by Get and by Yibum, whatever, he has different examples. One of the examples is by Mila. He says there's a mitzvah that to do a bris Mila, a Maisa Mila. There's a mitzvah lihios mahul, to have a bris mila, to be gemalt. That's the Gemara about Davin HaMelech. Davin HaMelech is in the base of Merchatz, and he feels bad that he's arum in a mitzvah. So he sees he's not wearing talis, he's not wearing tefillin. I'm arum in a mitzvah, and then he sees he has his bris mila. He says, oh, Baruch Hashem, I have a mitzvah. So Merach HaRazur says, what are you talking about? Your father had a mitzvah when you were a week old. That's not your mitzvah. What are you? No, Elamai, you see that there's a mitzvah to be gemalt, that's an ongoing mitzvah to have a bris mila. And then there's a mitzvah, shalolios arel, an isser to be an arel. And you can have one without the other. If you do a tafas dam bris, if you have a baby that's nolan mahul, so he's not an arel, there's no arel, so he's not an arel, is he gemalt? Debatable. But does he have did you do a maisa mitzvah of mila? Certainly not. So that's why we do a tafas dam bris, to do the maisa. Let's say a person had a maisa mila, and then he was moshech bar alasa. So Moshech Bar Lasso, he's no longer gemalt because he's Moshech Bar Lasso. You could have the dinim that he comes up with nafkaminas for each one. So maybe that's why we don't do this. Meaning that's why it's not acceptable. The person can cut off the arla, so he's granted. He's not going to be in violation of the isser of being an arel. But the mitzvah of mila, and especially vel priyazim, separate mitzvah, but with the mitzvah of mila, he's not going to be able to do. The maisa mila, he's not going to be able to do. So we do a maisa kolduhu, a hatafas dam bris. But the real maisa mila, or even if you say a hatafas dam bris counts as a maisa mila, maybe it's not enough shiyehe nimol. Maybe it's not enough that it will have a status that he was gemalt, because he never had a proper mila. So maybe that's why we weren't allowed, because you actually are missing out on the mitzvah. But conceptually, the Minchas Chinuch seems to be saying, you're pater from the mitzvah, so fine, so you're pater from the mitzvah. You don't get credit for it, but you don't have to, there's no chiyuv to put yourself in the position to do it. Minchas Chinuch says this somewhere else as well. By the mitzvah of prika, to unload an animal. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Uperish kitira, it says when you see the animal, me'emas hu achiyuv, shiru cham shu echel mishiva mechza b'mil v'zeu ris, av l'rachuk mizeh asher, ein chayv lahatos haderech ilav, va'osa lefnim min hashura tavo alav bracha v'din zaken onechbad ve'ena lefi kvodo shakol nidon lefi mashayei osa b'shalom. Fine, there's a certain distance you have to go to do the mitzvah prika, to help somebody with the bundles. So beyond that distance, you don't have to go. Says the Minchas Chinuch, v'yeser al shir ze ena zakeklo, this is in mitzvah pei, va'rava mechaber kan kosav avol rochok mizeh hashir, enu chayiv latos haderech ilov. If you're further away than that, you don't have to get closer. Va'osa lefnim yishur sadin, tova lov bracha. V'larisi barabim poskim din zeh, de mitzvah lasos lefnim yishur sadin bezeh. He says, I don't know where he got this Lefnim Yishur HaSadin part, that it's Tavol of Brach, if you do Lefnim Yishur HaSadin and you go closer. Rak b'shas kan lamin ambeiz, v'ram perigur migzei levaveda, migralv migzei levaveda, mevor din zed de Lefnim Yishur HaSadin gabi zakim v'en lefi kvodo, v'lo kan. V'luli de mistafina nir de taos hamatikan, v'din zed de Lefnim Yishur HaSadin tzarech lios, achar din zakin anechber, k'mosh mevor. Fine. Bottom line, Minchas Chinuch seems to be saying, you're beyond the, you see someone needs help with their packages, so what's the first thing you do? You take out your tape measure, and you measure, and you say, oh, okay, I'm good, I got like 6 inches, and you don't have to go, you don't have to take that extra step over so that you could be in range to help do the mitzvah. Minchas Chinuch is bothered, why does Sefer HaChinuch say that there's a Lefnim Yishur HaSadin? Meichi Teisi, you even have to go that far. So now we have Minchas Chinuch wearing 3 hats, right? We have the Minchas Chinuch by Korban Pesach saying, of course you have to go to Yerushalayim to bring Korban Pesach. I don't care how derech rechoka you are. Get close. You know that there's a mitzvah coming up. We have the Minchas Chinuch when it comes to Tashbisu / Mila saying, that's not really your problem, but Lefnim Yishur HaSadin, it's the right thing to do, chib of mitzvah, to try to put yourself in a position where you'll be able to do the mitzvah. And then you have Vaiprika where he says, well, what Lefnim Yishur HaSadin? Just stay out of it. Don't do the mitzvah. Don't bother. It's not your chiyuv. It's not your problem. Wild, no? One more Minchas Chinuch. I have to do another one because I don't have the answer, so I'm going to have to just leave it as a question. One more Minchas Chinuch by Hilchos Bikurim. The Rambam writes that someone who's mafresh bikurav la'losan biyadul Yerushalayim lo yishalchem biyad shliach. You're not supposed to send your bikurim with a shliach. But if, when you originally picked them, it was having in mind to send Ali the Shliach, then that's okay. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Sarachin l'das haramim, d'l'chadchila lo yivatal mitzvasei, im kein havle lichtov d'l'chadchila lo yafrash adaita d'lifterei. Meaning, the Ram says a heter, that if when you picked the fruits, you had in mind that you weren't going to bring them yourself, then the chiyuv never sets in on you to bring them. If you choose to do that, are you allowed to choose to do that? Meaning, if there's a mitzvah of havas bikurim, are you allowed to choose to pick the fruits in such a way where you then won't have to do that mitzvah? Where you'll then get out of doing that mitzvah? V'tzarech lomar, d'mei ikarim haya b'dayto, kivan d'lo chalach chovas kriyas mutu levatal mitzvah, u'b'chalach kvar asu levatal mitzvah. So he says, if the mitzvah's already there, you can't be mevatal it, but you're allowed to do something to avoid the mitzvah from being there. Now, Rav Yonason Sacks, in his Sefer Chazon Yamim on Maseches Pesachim, tries to use Rav Asher Weiss's idea of Ratzon HaTorah to explain all of this. That what the Minchas Chinuch means when he says that it's a chib of mitzvah, what he means when he says that it's the best thing to do, is that it's ratzon haTorah. But ratzon haTorah, that it's not a formal chiyuv, but it's clearly what God wants. Now, what ratzon haTorah means is, Rav Asher's chiddush is that sometimes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us through his Torah what he likes, it becomes a chiyuv da'oraisa. But, says Rav Asher Weiss, and Rav Isaac doesn't quote this, Rav Asher Weiss is quick to point out, that's not when it's misvara, we figure out what Ratzon HaTorah is. It has to be that God expresses it either through stories, which are not necessarily chiyuvim, but through narrative about what our avos did, or through halachos. For instance, the classic example, Tzar Bale Chayim. We have the mitzvah of Prika we just learned. We have all sorts of mitzvahs that somehow relate to not causing an animal to suffer, but no actual mitzvah of Tzar Bale Chayim. Yet the Gemara calls Tzar Bale Chayim Midoraisa, because the Torah is telling it to us in a lot of other ways without actually saying it. So maybe the idea of putting ourselves in a position to do a mitzvah, suggests Rabbi Sachs, is the idea of Ratzon HaTorah. that it's not a formal chiyuv, but it's still a chiyuv midaraisa.